When Felix Mendelssohn was just 16 years old, he composed a piece that would become one of the crown jewels of chamber music literature. The Omaha Chamber Music Society's Heritage Series presents Mendelssohn's String Octet. It is a program that celebrates the string quartet tradition that defined the 19th century musical life. Thomas Klug, artistic director of the Heritage Series and principal violist of the Omaha Symphony, admits that programming the March concert presented an interesting challenge. It is a season focused on the heart of romantic repertoire. This concert features no piano and no voice, two instruments that dominated 19th century chamber music.
The piano and the voice, and the second concert has neither in it. And as I said, I've only got three concerts to program a huge amount of music. Nonetheless, the string quartet, the violin, viola, cello were instruments that were played by vast numbers of people in Europe in the 19th century. And some of the greatest music ever written was written for these instruments.
The centerpiece is Mendelssohn's Octet. Four violins, two violas, and two cellos, creating a rich tapestry of sound. Klug explains what makes this piece remarkable beyond its technical brilliance.
It's very, I'd say, emblematic of his writing style. There's a lot of counterpoint. He studied counterpoint, the Baroque writings of Johann Sebastian Bach, for instance. Since childhood, he put a lot of that into this piece, fugal writing. And then also, because he was interested in song, the German Lieder, the poetry, some of his most well-known works for piano are actually called Songs Without Words. There's a lot of lyrical writing in this piece, especially in the slow movement.
All eight performers are members of the Omaha Symphony, but this will be their first time performing together as an octet. The collaborative process in chamber music differs dramatically from orchestral playing. In a symphony, communication flows through the conductor. In a quartet or octet, it is a true democracy.
In a string quartet, 100% of the communication comes from all four players. We stop, we talk about a passage, we work on it again and again until we feel it's right. While in a symphony orchestra rehearsal, if a conductor is doing it well, at least 90% of the time is spent playing the music. In a string quartet rehearsal, it can be sometimes only about 60% of the time you're playing the music. Other 40% of the time, you're discussing how you want to do it.
Ann Madison, who teaches at the Omaha Conservatory of Music and also a member of the Chamber Music Society, shares that in this concert, something can be unexpected.
When you listen to a classical performance, you know people have put a lot of detail into it and you think it would be the same every time. But in my experience, sometimes we're negotiating as we play.
This Sunday's concert at the Omaha Conservatory of Music continues the Heritage Series exploration of musical mentorship Mendelssohn, who would later become mentor of Robert Schumann, whose work opened the season back in January. It is a program that celebrates not just the music, but the tradition of string playing that connected amateur music makers and professional composers across 19th century Europe. For these Omaha Symphony musicians, it is a chance to speak musically in a ways that the orchestra doesn't always allow. The concert starts at 3 p.m. More information is available at omahachambermusic.org. From the KBNO Arts Desk, I am Gabriel Escalera.